USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth.
President Reagan from early 1981. Independence was achieved from Great Britain following the Revolutionary War. The 13 American colonies severed their political connections to Great Britain. The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on 4 July 1776, and that makes the country 246 years old as of today. The United States Football League has their first champions. The Birmingham Stallions beat Philadelphia 33-30 last night. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
With President Biden disrespecting the United States and the Supreme Court on NATO's world stage last week, it's no wonder the president's approval rating has dropped 20 points since last year's Independence Day. President Biden's handlers put out a tweet over the weekend, essentially telling gas station owners to lower their prices. The president continues to blame Putin for the energy catastrophe under his watch. The second wealthiest man in the world knows a little something about free enterprise. Jeff Bezos tweeted back, "Inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this." End quote. On Sunday morning, Long Island, New York lifeguard Zach Gallo waded into the water and pretended to be a swimmer in distress for training purposes. However, Gallo stopped acting as his pleas for help became dangerously real when he was attacked by a small shark. The beaches in the area were closed, but should reopen today as lifeguards and drone equipment will be monitoring the waters just offshore. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy, serving as coordinator for the strategic communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby was on Fox News overnight giving the Biden administration's assessment of the war.
The goal is to make sure that Ukraine can continue to defend itself and can defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. And you heard the president talk about this at NATO just a few days ago. We don't want to see Ukraine defeat by Russia. And that's why we are continuing to rush aid and assistance. Now, more than $7 billion worth of assistance. That's just from the United States alone to Ukraine. It's time for the United States to continue to support Ukraine, and that's what we're doing. Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, he gets to determine how victory is decided and when and on what terms. And what we're going to do is continue to make sure that he can succeed on the battlefield so that he can succeed at the table. But even President Zelensky will tell you the time is not now for those discussions.
Comets buzzing around the solar system and beyond have mystified humanity forever, but with the James Webb Space Telescope beginning science operations on July 12th, the James Webb Telescope powerful infrared instruments will be trained on three comets in the solar system. Two are known comets, and one is anticipation of discovering another one by pointing to the Oort cloud in the outskirts of the solar system. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.